In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Who is it that we make the king of our lives? Who is that person that we look up to, that has kind of reign over us? Or if it's not a person, what is the thing that we make king? What is the thing that we essentially worship? Or who is the person or the thing that we think is going to save us? Is it this president? Is it that president? Is it this mayor, that mayor? Is it this car, that car? This house, that house? Are these people, or are these materialistic things, are they going to save us? Are they going to protect us? Are they the king of our lives? And when we ask this question, we think about, well, what is a king? What does a king do? A king reigns and a king rules and protects his people. And sometimes they're corrupt, where they only care about themselves, where they only care about what benefits them and not us who may follow them. But what does a good king do? A good king, first and foremost, serves. A good king will serve his people without question. And a good king will even lay down his life for his people. So in the gospel passage that we read for today, Jesus is welcomed to Jerusalem, the holy city, the city where God dwelt, where the temple was. And they treated him as if he was a king entering. A king who is entering Jerusalem for a specific purpose, for a mission. But what is that mission? It's his death. A king is entering the holy city to die. And as he enters the city, the crowds that are there at the entrance, they glorify him, they adore him, they shout Hosanna at him. They cut off branches from the trees and they lay them on the floor. They lay their garments on the floor, preparing the way for this king. Right, this king to these people is a king worth worshiping, is a king worth our time. But not every, even in the time of Jesus. Because yes, Jesus was welcomed as a king to Jerusalem, but when he entered the city, the people of that city, they asked, who is this? They were stirred. They were upset. Right? It wasn't that the whole crowd, all the people of Jerusalem, welcomed him with open arms, and then later on they had a flip and they said, no, we're going to kill this man. No, a lot of people didn't recognize him from the beginning. And when he entered the city, a lot of people were upset by it. A lot of people didn't recognize his kingship, didn't recognize that he was there to serve. He was there to bring them salvation, only some of the crowds. And they saw that this king can save them, because they shout Hosanna. Hosanna literally means save us. The the Messiah that everyone has been waiting for. This king has finally arrived. But the reactions were different. And for all of us, brothers and sisters, we're faced with that same dilemma. When Jesus enters into our lives, when he makes himself known to us, do we rightly recognize him as king, as someone worthy to be worshipped, as someone to serve alongside with? Or do we treat him as everybody else and put other people, other things in a higher place? Right, that's the question. Right? God is not just the king of anybody. God came to this earth to be the king of all of us, his creation. God is here for you, and you are made for him. In this tabernacle, today, he is present in the church. He is dwelling in the tabernacle. And soon this king will come and enter into our hearts. But are we going to let him reign there? Are we going to let him serve there? Are we going to place him at the center? Right, although many of the Jews and the ancient Israelites during the time of Jesus didn't recognize his kingship, they missed their chance to make God their king. We don't have to make that same mistake. Every single day, we have the opportunity to make Christ the king of our life. Every day we're challenged to serve with him in his kingdom. Every day he gives us the opportunity to choose him. So the opportunity is before us now. As I said, Christ will enter into us through his body and blood. But how will we react? Will we be unaware? Will we not know who just entered our hearts, like the people of Jerusalem, asking, who is this? Or will we act as the crowds who worship and welcome this king and imploring him to save us? Amen.